Poslušate slovensko da na radio SBS širom Australije in po svetu. Sedaj pa za nekaj novega, morda nekaterim bo to všeč, drugim pa mogoče ne boste tako zadovoljni, da o tem govorimo. Ampak pod okriljem mednarodnega fotografskega projekta Women in the Wild se je pri jezeru Jasna v bližini Kranjske gore, seveda v Sloveniji, zbralo 14 žensk s svojim dojenčki. In cilj projekta je dojenje pokazati kot normalno in naravno dejanje. Nam dobro poznana gospa Bernadette Schmon, žene znanega avstralskega slovenskega glasbenika Daniela Schmona, je koordinatorka tega projekta v Sloveniji. Več o tem nam bo sama povedala Bernadette, ki se bo nam sedaj pridružila v oddaji. Pa prisluhnimo. Bernadette Schmon, welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio.
Thank you, Lenti.
Mothers in Slovenia unite for women in the wild. This is a breastfeeding project. This is something really different. We haven't reported on anything of this nature in over 40 years of the Slovenian program. So fill us in.
I was looking at Facebook one day and I saw a beautiful photo of some women breastfeeding, kind of half naked in Germany. And I read about the story. It was an American photographer called Erin White who took this photo and to help women overcome their new bodies after giving birth and also to give them confidence in breastfeeding and being proud and, you know, doing it when they want to, where they want to and how they'd like to do it. So I was inspired to bring that project to Slovenia because I'm a breastfeeding mother myself. I have a nine-month-old baby and a three-year-old who's still breastfeeding. And I've had my own kind of backlash on feeding a toddler and also feeding both of them at the same time. So I do tandem breastfeeding.
Just so I can recap, we've had you on the program before along with your husband, Daniel, who we know you're both known in the Slovenian community. You've spoken to us about your life in Slovenia and now this. What's kind of reaction have you had? You mentioned the word backlash.
Yeah, not backlash from Slovenian people, but more Australian, actually.
Really?
So, yeah, absolutely. I think breastfeeding is a lot more accepted here than in Australia. I think, though, that women are conservative here, but overall people are women are encouraged and, you can breastfeed anywhere in public here. You've got the one-year maternity leave. I always get smiles when I'm breastfeeding in public. You know, I've had one time an elderly couple kind of walk away from me in a park in Ljubljana, but I think that's more of their age. But overall, my experience has been positive, and I actually belong to a Lalette League group here. Lalette League is a worldwide breastfeeding organisation, and they're very active here in Slovenia, so I have a lot of support around me.
Great. So what did this project involve? What did you have to do? Because it has received large media coverage in Slovenia, and particularly you being born in Australia, married to a Slovenian-Australian, what did it involve?
Okay, well, first of all, I had to recruit enough women to be in the photos. So that was pretty easy. Women really wanted to be part of it. So that was great. I also recruited one photographer, Naya Rojman, who's also a lovely friend of mine here, and she brought on Neja Reisner as the second photographer. So we then decided on a location, which was Lake Jasna in Kranjska Gora. So the photographer spent time going there and picking up the different locations within the lake that we could do photos, the group photo as well as some individual photos for the women. Yeah, so we went out there on Tuesday the 17th of May after we asked original date. We had bad weather, but the Tuesday the 17th worked out really well, and it was amazing. It's really hard to describe when we're all together breastfeeding or trying to breastfeed, because sometimes babies and young children don't want to cooperate on demand. So we did our best, and it got a bit chilly actually, but it was just really powerful. It was really nice to be there and say, you know, we breastfeeding, we're doing the best that we can do for our baby, and we believe all mothers should be able to have the right to do this and have the support around them so that they can either achieve the breastfeeding goal or not achieve it and still have that support when it doesn't work out for them.
Bernadette, you're a passionate advocate for breastfeeding. Obviously, with the strong social media presence and you're on Facebook, those of us who follow you on Facebook can see this passion. Why the passion? Why the passion?
Why the passion? I think it was after, definitely was after my husband posted a photo of me breastfeeding both my baby was 2 days old and I was in a hospital bed after having a cesarean at Yesenitsa Hospital. And the first comments were, it was too much for Facebook, I choked on my Weet-Bix. These are from Australian friends and family. And that was really hard. I thought, oh, hang on a moment. Oh, this is a photo of my husband who shared proudly of me and of our new family with our new addition, Ida. Why the conversation? You know, why has this become a topic? It should have just been a photo that was liked and congratulations would have been the words. But people feel that they have a right to an opinion without really thinking about the woman who's reading it. And I was the mother and I was extremely upset that people, you know, especially my family, I think, were supportive of this picture of me breastfeeding both children. So it's really sad because these same people, same family and same friends are, you know, driving the streets and seeing billboards with women half naked, watching TV with women in bikinis. But when there's a photo of a woman breastfeeding, they don't think it's right. So, you know, it's abnormal and quite warped, in my opinion. But then it got reported as nudity. So someone felt the need to report it as nudity, and that's just really, really sad. And that made me realise that, you know, we do a thing called breastfeeding. It's extremely natural. That's what breasts are built to do. We have human milk come out of it. We keep babies alive by giving them the milk. But our Western society hasn't quite accepted this natural act of life, and that's really sad. And therefore, you know, let's just keep on, women need to keep on, you know, being public about it and saying, just back off, let us feed our baby, turn your head and shut up, you know. We don't want your opinion, to be honest. It's all about a mother just doing the right thing for her baby.
Bernadette, where to now with regards to this project? Is it still ongoing, or are you going to continue with something similar when you arrive back in Australia, which we know you'll be doing shortly?
Well, Erin White's responsible for this project, and she was unfortunately unable to come to Slovenia, but gave us, you know, the okay to go ahead and do it with our local photographers. So we're really appreciative of Erin's idea and her support. And she actually went to Australia, so she's been there and she took beautiful photos of women in Australia, and she's been to Norway and the USA where she's originally from. But I believe the photographers here in Slovenia wish to continue doing this type of photography next year, so making it a yearly project, because there are lots of women here who love to breastfeed and think it's the best start to life for babies and for their children. So I think it might continue going. They just have to have a local coordinator, and as you know, we're heading back to Australia, so they know they don't have me. But I'm sure there's another woman who can take over in Slovenia.
Bernadette, thanks so much for speaking with us today here on SBS. It's something very different which we've discussed today. We may even get a backlash here from our listeners. We'll wait and see, and we may even get a lot of positive feedback. It's going to be interesting to see the reaction that we receive from our interview. Nonetheless, thank you so much once again for joining us, and it was a pleasure speaking with you as always, and wishing you all the very best. I hope to see you back here in Australia very soon.
Yes, looking forward to it. I just want to add one more thing. I think those people that might have anything negative to say or any backlash are probably having cow's milk in their coffee or their tea. So you have to have a bit of a laugh when people think it's okay to suck, you know, or to drink milk from a cow but not from a human. So another warped view of the world, huh?
Thanks so much, Bernadette. All the best.
No worries, Lindsay.